Thunder Bay. Last year was worse than usual for fatal traffic collisions in northwestern Ontario. According to data compiled by Ontario Provincial Police, 13 people died in highway accidents in 2021. It was a 117% increase from 2020. Over the past 6 years, last year's death toll was matched only in 2017. Fatalities in collisions investigated by OPP in Northwest Region 2021-13-2020-6-2019-7-2018-5-2017-13-2016-3 fatalities increased last year. Even though the number of collisions, 2,293, was almost exactly the same as in 2020, 2,290. Both last year and in 2020, there was a significant drop in total collisions from the four prior years, likely because of reduced traffic on the roads due to COVID-19. However, the OPP data shows the percentage of all collisions that involved tractor trailers went up in each of the last 2 years, continuing a general trend in recent years. Collisions involving transport trucks as a percentage of all collisions 2021 21.3%, 2020 18.6%, 2019 17.5%, 2018 14.6%, 2017 16.3%, 2016 13.4%. There were 488 collisions involving tractor trailers last year, compared with 426 in 2020 and 476 in 2019. Staff Sergeant Cheryl Davidson, Regional Traffic Manager for the OPP in Northwestern Ontario, says it's important to acknowledge that just because a transport truck is involved in a collision, it doesn't mean the driver was at fault. We need to remember that. There are also passenger vehicle drivers that have been listed as the at-fault driver in fatalities, she said. Certainly, there are drivers of commercial motor vehicles who are more experienced and more professional than others. But I think we also need to look at the fact that every motorist that drives on our highways is responsible to follow the Highway Traffic Act and make responsible decisions. Public concern about highway safety has increased concurrently with the posting of more and more videos showing unsafe driving practices. Davidson said, "We have seen a lot of social media coverage. Everyone has a cell phone. There's a lot of uploads. Of course, people are concerned." She noted that even though passenger vehicle operators are also being caught on camera committing infractions, transport trucks are likely to get singled out. Commercial motor vehicles are large vehicles. Certainly when you see one in the ditch, it is a startling event, and those are being uploaded to social media quite often. Davidson also said the growing number of videos isn't necessarily a reflection of a growing incidence of unsafe driving from previous years. But video, including that from cameras installed by trucking firms, can help police determine which driver was responsible for an accident. We're getting footage now that we've never really had available to us in investigations. It can be very important to put back together what really occurred, she said. Davidson pointed to the importance of the images for education purposes as well. It's a good thing. It gets the message out there that these are the things that are happening on our roadways, and we need it to stop. She said the OPP encourages people to submit videos if they record any incident of unsafe driving, especially if it results in a collision. One other statistic compiled by the OPP highlights the growing risk of collisions being caused by distracted driving. In the Northwest region last year, its officers laid 160 charges for distracted driving, an increase of 117% from 2020.